Fascinating. Only two arms. It's not at all what I would expect from a sapient species. I suppose they could get by if just barely. I wonder how they... Oh, are you active again? Splendid. I was concerned when I heard that you went comatose a third of the time. Is that normal for you? Sleep. Very strange. I'll have to ask you more about it later. For now, I'm sure you're feeling a bit disoriented. Before you, sleeped, you were in a cage in a menagerie, and now you're, well, still in a cage, but somewhere else. Here in my lab. Yes, I do apologize for that. I do plan to release you presently, but I need to make sure that you're not dangerous first. Well, no, I suppose you don't look particularly dangerous. It's just a precaution, after all. Nobody has ever seen a creature quite like you before. Oh my, you weren't even told that much. Well then, I'm very sorry for how you've been treated thus far. Never fear, things will be looking up for you soon. Well, hopefully. Where are you? You, my dear, are in the center, as in the center of the multiverse. Yes, I'm sure it is a bit of a shock. I'll try to explain what happened simply. Let's see. Are your people familiar with the concept of a solar system? Wonderful. That makes this so much easier. In that case, you can imagine your home universe as a planet, which orbits around the center, the star in this metaphor. Even though the star is larger and has stronger gravity, you stay rooted on the planet because you are closer to it. But leave the safety of the planet's gravity and you get pulled into the star. Does this make sense so far? Good. Your universe has a similar pull, keeping you inside it. It's likely that you experienced some sort of event that cut your connection to your universe, freeing you from its pull. Without it, the stronger pull of the center dragged you into it. It's a lot to take in, I'm sure. Most beings that end up in the center don't know about the multiverse prior to their arrival. If my explanation does not make sense, then let me put it this way. There are many different worlds, different universes. On rare occasions, objects, or in your case, people, get pulled from their universe to here. It's upsetting, I'm sure. Returning home is possible, but extremely unlikely, I'm afraid. As for me, I was born and raised in the center. My ancestors traveled here intentionally. I don't think any form of life is truly native to the center, but my kind come rather close, I think. Well, you've taken everything I've said rather calmly. I think I'll open the cage for you, but please keep in mind that I have means of self-defense. So please do not try anything. Is it normal for you to walk like that? You seem to be favoring one leg over the other. I'm very sorry to hear that. Many denizens of the center do not treat other living things with any sort of respect unless the laws compel them to. As for the time being, you aren't one of the sapient races recognized by our laws. Fortunately, I can help with that. I happen to be a researcher, one who specializes in extra-dimensional beings such as yourself. After I have examined you thoroughly, I have the authority that your species be added to the list, granting you the same rights as everyone else. Until then, best not to leave my humble lab. Legally, you are considered a wild animal, so nobody would suffer any repercussions from harming you, even though I, well, bought you. Unidentified life forms have no protections, even as private property. Oh, I agree. So very backwards. But worry not. You are already very clearly capable of thought and speech. It won't take much convincing to get you legal protection. Would you mind if we did the examination right away? That leg concerns me. Thank you very much. Now, let me look at this. Oh, does that hurt? Let me mark that down. Species capable of feeling pain. Alright, what else? Am I correct in thinking you have some sort of mineralized internal skeleton? There seems to be some rigid structures underneath your flesh. I see. I will need to grab my resonator. I need to check something. It seems you have suffered a bone fracture. Is your species capable of healing your bones? That is very good to hear. I will just wrap your leg in a splint, then. Of course, ask your questions. Interesting. So to you, it sounds like we're speaking the same language. I will write that down as well. In truth, we are not speaking the same language. Something about the center allows for thinking creatures to understand the intent behind words even when they don't recognize the words themselves. In your case, your brain seems to be fooling you into thinking I'm speaking your language because it understands what I'm saying. If you wouldn't mind, I would like to have a look at the rest of you. Very well. Two eyes. They seem rather well developed. Can you see colors? Good. And this, is this for breathing? An olfactory organ. Interesting. Is your species sensitive to smell? A shame. You probably don't even realize how much you miss that way. The mouth has teeth. And a tongue. And you vocalize through it as well. You have two orifices for respiration. The ears aren't especially large, are they? Sight seems to be your primary sense, yes? And bare skin everywhere except the very top of your head. Is that natural, or do you shave the rest off? Most curious. Now, this is something I find unusual. Only two arms. Most thinking creatures we have run into have at least a secondary pair. One pair or less is very often associated with dumb animals, which may have contributed to your poor treatment earlier. Two legs isn't all that uncommon, but it's rare to see ones like this. You don't see them adapted for sprinting. Distance running, perhaps. If that were the case, your hairless body would be useful by making sweating more efficient and effective. Very interesting indeed. You are a singularly unusual specimen, my dear. Oh, of course. Earlier I did mention something about returning home. Well, we do possess the means to travel to other universes and to anchor yourself to it so that you don't just get pulled back. The issue is knowing which universe you come from. I don't imagine you know the multiversal coordinates of your home, do you? I was afraid of that. I don't believe anyone has ever encountered your species before, which means you hail from uncharted territory. All hope is not lost, though. The center operates in such a way that all living things can survive here, but otherwise, certain universes can only support certain forms of life. The more I learn about your biology and the nature of your home, the more universes I can eliminate as possibilities. It is a bit of a long shot, but I may be able to narrow it down to a reasonable number for a search. There are a few basic questions I could ask you now that might help with that. Perhaps that could help you feel at ease? Very well. For starters, what is the speed of light in your universe? You don't remember. Well, at least it sounds like you know that it does have a set speed, so that is something. Do you know how matter is organized in your universe? Is it atoms, mass fields, substance lattices, or perhaps something else? Oh, I am so sorry to hear that. Atom-based life forms tend to have all sorts of problems, but they're a bit less common, so it does help with the search. How about energy? Where does your body get its energy from? Universal resonance? Photosynthesis? Perhaps chemical energy from eating other living things? Well, that won't help your image. Some beings find that barbaric. But not to worry. You are not the only one who lives that way, so it's called food, correct? Food is available for purchase. I believe that's all the questions I should ask for now. We can get more information to help the search another time. For now, let's set our sights on your immediate needs. Food, rest, and being recognized as a sapient being. You are, of course, free to stay with me as long as you need. I do it all the time for those I study, so it's no trouble at all. Oh, I don't believe I ever even introduced myself, did I? Apologies. My name is Blue Valley. Names here tend to end up translated into their original meanings when spoken. It's a shame you can't hear what my name sounds like in my own tongue, but I suppose it doesn't matter. And you are. How wonderful. I am so pleased to meet you. I assure you that so long as you're here, I'll make sure that you're well taken care of.